Hey, JP, we just played a clip, and we think it was you that asked the question to Joe Pat. I mean, sorry, I called him Joe Pat. To Kirk Cousins about the whole 100% thing that was reported by Troy Aikman. That basically he was talking about, as he didn't want to call it last week, the rust that he had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was actually not me who asked that question, but I just want to put that out there. But, yeah, okay. I think that there was a big confusion that happened and something right. got lost in translation. But essentially what he was saying is that he's not 100% and feeling like he's 100% of, like, the quarterback that he could potentially be. But it's not having to do with the physical aspect of it. He said that physically he feels fine. It's just that rust and, like, kind of understanding that he's not really playing at the level where he had been previously. Like, I think would be totally understandable for anybody who's missed that duration of time and you're just not in the pocket. And he was talking about also, you know, how Raheem has done a great job in protecting them, but as part of that protection, you're just not totally familiar with what it feels like when, you know, the live action is flying around you and you could potentially get hit. I think that that's frankly why a lot of fans wanted these guys to play in preseason so that they had that experience. But again, that's just the choice that Raheem Morris made. And, you know, I think that we're already starting to see, especially after that Eagles game, not only starting to get confident as a fan or observer of the team, you know, regaining confidence in his ability to be under center and do play action, do all the things that's made him a successful quarterback to this point in his career, but also to, you know, he's just becoming a better quarterback overall and knocking off that rust as the season progresses here.
Yeah, I mean, with you guys getting a chance to talk to him just a little bit ago, what specifically did he talk about maybe being easier or better, getting cleaned up from week 1 to week 2?
Yeah, you know, it's so funny because Kirk, you know, coming off that win, it's, you know, it's an emotional high, obviously, for the team. And, you know, everybody's juiced up. And I was, you know, just walked out of the locker room today. And you could tell, the mood is upbeat. Guys are happy. It's actually kind of funny. Side quest here. But they were, like, trying to film guys to get them to sing the Sunday Night Football song. And, like, Kyle Pitts, for example, I'll call him out. He was a little too shy to do it. He was refusing to do it. Jake Matthews pulled his veteran card, so he didn't have to do it. But, it was fun to see that. But Kirk, I think what's really encouraging for a lot of fans is he comes out of that game and is like, you know, we got so much to work on. And Zach Robinson was talking about how he was texting him constantly on the flight home, talking about, you know, what he could have been better at and, you know, how he could have been better at this progression and this read or whatnot. One of them was that potential throw to Kyle Pitts in the end zone where he was open, but Kirk wanted to make sure that they were able to get the field goal out of that situation. But a lot of things that he's just kind of hard on himself, even though I think that we're all seeing a lot of progress. I'm sure he's feeling it as well and seeing it as well. I think everybody can kind of just see how much better that offense was flowing on Monday night.
Joe, look, coming into this week, we talked about the progression of the offense and everything like that. I think this is a better defense they're playing this weekend than they played on Monday night. How do you feel like they can? What do you think they can progress off of or add to that they need that they haven't shown yet so far in 2 weeks?
Oh man, I mean, like it's tough, but I think that one area that you could really see improve or progress or whatever is just getting Kyle Pitts involved even more in this offense. I think that we've already started to see in these first couple games, the Darnell Mooney's and the Ray McLeod's really, you know, getting fed, not because it's like an intention to feed them specifically, but Kirk has talked about this. He goes through his progressions and he lets the progression tell him, you know, where to go with the football. He's not really thinking about it that much, but I think that against this Kansas City defense, utilizing Kyle Pitts and getting him on those kinds of catches, like, for example, that he had on that first pass that he caught on that game-winning drive where it's a pretty, you know, like, relatively easy kind of pitch and catch, route and completion for him. I think that if you can start, like, making teams respect that threat, and I think the teams have respected it so far, but I think that there's more that this team can do in that respect. And if you get them kind of, you know, jumping or kind of keying in on Kyle, then I think you can really open up a lot more of this offense. And if they're not, if they are, you know, kind of covering everyone, that's when you should be able to feed Kyle and really get him going in the offense. And so I think that, again, when you look at that game Monday night, it's really encouraging because you saw these different kind of elements of the team start to get going, not him necessarily, but you saw the ground game start to work in a way that they really, you know, need to be successful. And obviously you saw Darnell Mooney kind of get involved. You saw them hit some deep shots. So you are, I think, starting to see this team develop and starting to use more tools that they have at their disposal.